Hey everybody, and welcome to your Thursday, July 5th JumpCast, the only manga podcast that celebrates freedom a day late for the wrong country. Joining me this week is Mike Eyebrows Lemieux and Emerson Bad Insult Pew.
Yeah.
You'll get yours for that.
I'm sure.
Not joining us this week is Greg Jan, who's on a, I'm going to say, spirit journey.
Yeah, I'm picturing him with, like, paint on his face, holding a stick, shirtless, just out in the jungle.
He's eating some kind of extract.
Yeah.
He told us a story about how he, like, oh, I missed my cab, so I just got into an unlicensed cab in, like, Peru. That seems, you know, of all the terrible things you could do at the beginning of a vacation, that's probably the worst.
I'm clearly an American, and I got into this unmarked cab, so.
Yeah, but it's Peru.
Have we heard from him since then?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He is, as far as we know, still alive, or at least did not die from that.
We are not going to have to do a jump cast Kickstarter to raise, like, money to free
ransom
him
money?
From his captors. Yes.
Nah. All right, so on to Bleach, I guess, which...
Nope.
Oh, what?
Nope.
Oh,
we're
going right.
to talk about Assassination Classroom first.
Yeah, you guys have that big
just
manga.
Just talked about this.
Well, I didn't read it, and Bleach is open, so go for it.
Like we did with Barrage, I don't think we should go into too much detail, because I don't think a lot of people would be aware that it's out, but everyone should read it, because it's crazy. Oh, man.
Right.
Crazy, like, good or crazy Evangelion?
It's crazy good. It's just, it is not what you were expecting. So... the basic plot is this tentacle monster has destroyed the moon, and in 1 year he's going to destroy the Earth, unless the students in the classroom that he's teaching can kill him. So he is the assassination, and he's training them to kill him.
Why?
It's not clear.
I don't know, he's always smiling and cleaning things, and he seems to enjoy them trying to kill him.
It has a really good range from absolute absurd humor to terrifying horror.
Yeah, at one time it gets real dark right towards the end of the chapter.
So what would you compare it to?
It's actually pretty unique, so I can't really compare it to anything.
I imagine, like, Bobobo if it was serious. Like,
that's
dead serious.
Frightening.
Yeah.
That's why it's really good.
Yeah, everyone should read it, and I don't want to spoil too much because there's a lot of interesting things that go on in the first chapter, but I'm not sure if it's something that we can talk about week to week yet, because I'm not sure where it's going to go from here, but it's recommended.
I will say that the quote-unquote main character isn't as interesting as the, they call him Kuro-sensei.
Yeah, the teacher. Yeah, they haven't really seemed to focus on much more than one student yet, but it seems like the kind of thing where all the students in the class are going to get developed at some point.
And I like that.
So who's the mangaka behind it?
He's that guy that did that one thing. Matsui Yusei. Yusei, yeah. He did some other long-running Shonen Jump manga. This is the second one.
Yeah. So somebody with some experience.
Yeah, it's the art's really good, the pacing's really good.
Humor's good.
Yeah. It's really funny, like, when the FBI is talking about having to kill the guy, Kuro-sensei is moving at light speed and trimming the guy's eyebrows while he's talking.
Apparently he was the manga artist for Bobobo.
Huh.
Oh, so...
that makes perfect sense.
Wait, he was?
That's what Wiki's telling me.
That doesn't sound right.
No, he wasn't the artist, he was the assistant, sorry.
Oh, okay. Still, okay, that makes a lot of sense then. Yeah. I didn't know that when I said that it was like, Bobobo. I guess I nailed it.
Yeah, no, I'll read it, certainly. We'll see if it gets into the weekly rotation.
The only problem I find with it is that it kind of sets a hard limit on itself, that the students have to kill him within 1 year, so... but I could see this being the kind of thing of, I was training you to kill me so that you can kill this other thing that's coming. You know, and turn into a battle manga that way.
I mean, if it's Bobobo, they don't really have to justify anything. Or
well,
it's not, like Bobobo.
It's not that nonsensical. There is a plot.
Yeah.
It's just really crazy.
Man, Bobobo was such a good manga. And such a much better anime than a manga, I think.
Yeah. I actually like the dub of that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Just a bunch of DBZ jokes out of nowhere.
And God bless those translators for... God, they had to work their butts off for that thing. Localizing some of those jokes.
That's probably why it died.
I think... God, it got pretty far in the anime. They really stuck with it. I think they got through, like, the first few story arcs.
Did they? I thought it... I feel like it was only a few months, wasn't it?
No. It lasted years. I watched a lot of that show.
All right, then. On to Bleach.
Yes. Can we talk about Assassination Classroom some more?
It's so interesting and full of plot.
So, was it just me, or did this week's Bleach feel like about three chapters stapled together very hastily?
I mean, it felt like three Bleach chapters.
The pieces just get shuffled around so fast, like, off-screen. Like, it starts with Ichigo already on his way to Soul Society. Like, a lot of stuff had been implied.
And then they're doing forensics on the dead Quincy.
Which, I love that Chad and Orihime are just standing there, doing absolutely nothing.
Urahara just saying, go loot that corpse.
And it's like, oh, wait, no, I found it. Never mind. Go back to being irrelevant.
Yeah, you don't want to send them to Soul Society. The Quincy's eat Bankai, so logically you send the Soul Reapers up there.
I just love that they're literally standing there. Like, Chad has his hands in his pockets. Like, he has nothing to do.
Well, I mean, they kind of had no purpose to come there in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, Orihime can legitimately say she has healed somebody so far. Chad's kind of done nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, he didn't even get his chance to get beat up.
It'll come, I'm sure.
Then most of the chapter is just Ichigo getting caught up to where we are.
It is the Final Fantasy 13 of Bleach chapters, because he's just running through a corridor the entire time.
Yep, and with Urahara talking over him about everything they know about the Quincy's.
Yes, which is basically stuff we know anyway.
What's that?
Why is he surprised that the Quincy can steal Bankai? I'm pretty sure he knows that.
Yeah, I
feel like this is just an excuse for Ichigo to fight people with those Soul Reaper powers.
Yeah.
But him, like, not actually fighting Soul Reapers.
Because you can't have him fight Hitsugaya at this point, but you can have him fight someone that's using Hitsugaya's sword.
Yep.
So, the only real twist is that at the very end of the chapter, the entrance to Soul Society gets locked, and it turns out this guy isn't dead.
Good job, Urahara.
Yeah, don't, like, check or anything.
Double
check. Also, I just noticed at the end of the chapter, Chad's missing like half of his body, so I guess he did get a chance to get beat up.
Not even important enough to make it like an important panel.
No. So yeah, this guy's basically like, I'm going to die slowing you down, and then the chapter ends.
So they know Ichigo has the non-stealable Bankai.
For whatever reason.
Because he's special.
And they figure out that they waited for him to go to Hueco Mundo so that they could sneak into Soul Society.
So basically every Soul Reaper, without exception, is stupid.
That sounds about right.
At least 2,000 of them are gone.
I did notice that it was like, you know, 2,000, you know, low rankings and one vice captain. Is the vice captain okay? So Ichigo knows the score. He knows who matters. And then they
vice captains don't matter.
Well, but then they specifically say, like, oh, we don't know, he might still be alive. It's like, oh, so he's not dead. Okay.
Also, the Soul Reapers you really like, they're okay.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the one point of, like, the vice captain, and it's like, it's not Renji or Rukia. It's like, they just say that without him having to ask. Like, we know those are the only two important ones.
It's not anyone that's been named.
Well, Kira's been named.
I forget who Kira is, but I'm guessing he's a guy with
he has
light hair.
Yes, and it's like over one of his eyes.
Yep.
He makes people heavy.
All right.
Well, Matsumoto matters, I guess. Rangiku.
Oh, yeah, she matters. but for different reasons.
So I guess that, like, either the whole Halibel thing didn't matter at all, or Chad and Orihime have to take care of it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because Ichigo's already gone.
That's kind of why they came to Wako Mondo in the first place, isn't it?
Where did, what's her name go? The little girl.
No, no. Hime is holding her. You can see her slightly off-panel a couple times.
This manga is going off some pretty great rails.
This chapter just felt so abridged. I think it has to do with the next one being 500, is that he wanted to get somewhere so something can happen on the 500th chapter.
We say that, but then the 500th chapter is going to be Urahara unblocking it and then a fight starting.
Probably.
And then it ends with Ichigo showing up in Soul Society.
But for Bleach, that is a pivotal event.
Also, Ichigo's really bad at dodging things because he got caught very quickly.
Yeah.
I like how this is a thing now, that you can apparently just trap people in there.
Isn't this the place that had, like, the giant garbage man robot things that ate people? You remember that?
Wasn't it killed?
I think there's more than one, aren't there?
I don't know.
And I think that was in filler that it was killed.
Also, why does the Quincy have a tunnel blocking power?
Why not?
Quincy magic.
But it's not like with Soul Reapers, they try to explain everything comes from their swords or whatever. This is just like a random power.
He has German words, so.
He's a Steinmetter.
Yes. Well, I don't think he is. So, what do you guys think? Urahara is just going to fight this guy? Take him out?
Yeah.
Free Ichigo.
Well,
I'll have to show my true power thing.
Well, Orihime heals Chad.
Yep. And then they go and find Halbiel.
Urahara, you are just bad at everything.
Well, isn't he supposed to be, like, exceptionally great at everything? He just doesn't care.
Maybe. I don't know if we've ever gotten confirmation that he actually is strong. We've just always seen him show up and do one attack, and then the person runs away.
Good old Bleach. Never following up.
It's just such a weird chapter of everyone on computers and cell phones talking. Like, you guys are ghost samurai. Why do you have computers and cell phones?
Also, why couldn't just a couple of panels... Like, you could have put in everything from this manga into a couple of pages. And just had the rest be fights. But that's not the Kubo way.
I'm still holding out hope. It'll get better.
Alright. Any final thoughts?
No. Let's just go.
There's nothing.
On to Beals.
Yay.
So it does the traditional thing of someone who we think might be actually secretly strong, and he turns out to be weak.
Which is great, because it happened last chapter twice, and it just happens again. Oga just knocks him out with one punch.
I would have taken at least 3 or 4 more of those without it being, like, old yet.
Well, I thought something was up, because the first page he's, you know, focusing his... like energy, and he's got like steam coming off of him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, is this guy actually strong? Thunk. Nope. Well, though, to be fair, he probably is incredibly strong.
And Oak is just way stronger.
Yes.
And Furuichi becomes rich by betting on Oga.
Again, his 500 keeps accumulating.
So he's got about 2 million, or nearly 3 million yen, which I guess for a high school student is going to be like a lifetime's fortune.
Yeah, well, $300,000 isn't anything to use that. He could live comfortably.
Yep.
But he's still gross.
That's what Hilda thinks, and Beale agrees.
So what, do you guys think he's going to lose it all somehow?
Yep.
Yes.
Like, he has to, right? He can't be happy?
No.
Bad things.
I think he's going to spend it, and then lose it somehow.
He's going to buy, like, a Ferrari and then crash it immediately.
And then he'll pick up his girlfriend at her home and wait. Different manga.
Was that a Ferrari? Can't remember.
Yeah.
Foreign car.
It was a Ferrari.
Okay.
I really thought they were going to pull the whole this guy looks strong but is actually secretly weak thing again when they pulled out the Nordic Cyclops.
Tommy Barbaros.
Yeah.
Barbarossa.
Right.
And then Ichigo just tagged someone in as he's walking out.
Oga.
Who did I say?
Ichigo.
Ichigo.
What's the difference?
Oga's not a terrible character.
He's not much of a character. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but, like, when he does stuff, you're not rooting against him.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, Oga tagged someone in and he's walking out.
He tagged in the other guy that was the asshole's friend.
Yeah. Glasses dude.
Yeah. So they win the painting, and I forgot his name.
Himekawa.
Kugiyama.
Yeah.
He breaks his bookie's arm.
In a really weird way, like, the panel's just kind of drawn funny, and you're not sure if it's just weird looking, then it kind of pans to another angle, and his wrist is just bent in half.
Yeah, it looks like it just went completely limp. So they discovered the painting is, whenever somebody goes near it, they turn on each other. So only one person can go in at a time.
Which, kind of a really creepy panel
for
Beal. Go ahead. I was going to say, the soldiers that turned on each other, really violent and bloody.
I forgot about the best joke, when they get explained that the maze, if they get lost for a long time, they'll never find their way out, and an old man wanders in, and they're like, oh, he was just an old man the entire time, no big deal, but it turns out to be the Japanese Prime Minister.
Yes, and he calls Kugiyama Kuga.
I looked it up just because I wanted to know, but he doesn't look anything like the current Japanese Prime Minister, so it's just an old guy.
Yeah. But he just happened to be there for some reason.
Well, it's connected to Parliament.
Yeah. So, for some reason. Because all these rich kids need to be saved. I enjoyed the guard at the door.
Yeah. Do you think the guards are actually characters? Because they have designs. They're not just generic guards.
I would like to see her show up again. She was funny.
She's wearing a sailor outfit and a leather jacket.
Yes, and she kicked Furichi in the face. A woman after my heart.
Into the wall.
Yep.
It's cool. He has millions of yen.
God, I just noticed the next panel after that, his face is like dragging down the wall and there's like a blood streak coming from
it. Yep.
And nobody cares.
Creepy, G.
So Himekawa says that he wants his painting to prove that there is no actual curse. Like,
Which, of course there's a curse.
Right. There's we pretty much get confirmation of it by the end, because they send Oga in, quote-unquote, alone. But, of course, Beal goes with him, because they can't be more than 15 feet apart.
Yep.
Or 15 yards.
And then there's some woman waiting for them on the stairs.
Yep. Which, I'm guessing, a demon?
Yeah, has to be, I think. Probably with the power to turn people against each other. Yep. So.
Kind of a Harlequin design.
Yeah, kind of. Reminded me of, like, Nights into Dreams.
It reminded me of Shin Megami Tensei.
It all reminds us of something different.
But I guess, like, the logical answer is that Beal and Oga are going to turn on each other.
But that's logic.
Yes. She could just as much easily be, oh, it's Beal.
I don't know. Do you think we're going to get an Oga versus Beal fight next chapter?
That would be hilarious, because I'm sure it wouldn't be played straight.
I would like to see a played straight of Oga just punching Beal in the face.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
Be a man, punch a baby.
Baby was being a dick.
Or Beal just electroshocks everything until the door blows open. And destroys the painting.
So do you think it's actually the painting that the Demon King was after, or this woman?
I'd assume they're one and the same, because if she can't get out...
Yeah, like if she's a demon spirit or something that's tied to the painting.
Right. Himekawa specifically told Oga to destroy the painting, and Hilda told him that she'll kill him.
I like that Oga just went along with it.
He got told to destroy something.
Yeah, that's more fun than not destroying something.
And I'm sure he doesn't like taking orders in the first place.
Not from Hilda.
Or not from the Demon King either. So I wonder how much longer this arc will last. I get the feeling they're going to let that thing out.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it'll start to cause some problems.
Yep. And Oga has to save the asshole school.
Sounds about right.
I give it maybe 5 chapters. But then again, who knows?
It seems to be a concerted effort to actually put more of a dramatic thing in Beal.
Yeah, we were talking pre-podcast about Beal's rankings lately, and they're kind of low. And this would be around the time of the, the beach stuff, you know, the vacation. So I wonder if people, if the response they got from that is that they want, like, longer, more sustained arcs.
I mean, Beal was doing pretty good about that before the beach stuff.
Yeah, the Behemoth stuff lasted quite a while.
Yeah. Like, the shortest arc I could think of was them training. That wasn't even really a training arc. It was still part of the Behemoth stuff. Which actually had my favorite character that they never brought back, the punk priestess.
Which one?
The one that, she was like a shrine priestess that wore a leather jacket.
Oh, the teacher girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not remember her.
It was Jack's friend.
Oh, okay.
Satome's, like, old girlfriend or whatever.
She has not been around.
Nope.
Well, she seemed to know Aoi's grandpa, too. So I think when the time comes to find out why all these old people know each other, she'll make another appearance.
Which, again, would still probably wrap into the Behemoth thing if they're ever bringing that back.
Yeah.
Because he's dropped hints that, like, there's a bigger story behind all of this. It's just he hasn't actually gotten there yet.
Yeah, I would assume something like this has probably happened before, like with another Demon Prince.
Right.
So there's some kind of, because everybody seems to know what's up with Beal.
Except Hilda or anyone that matters for the story. All right. So any final thoughts on Beal?
I don't know. I don't think we should be so sure that there's going to be any fighting with this thing.
No, I'm not sure at all. I think that, like, there's a decent chance that they're just going to comic relief it and be like, oh, it doesn't work on them.
Not even that, if it's, you know, just a non-combat confrontation. But then again, this is shown in manga, so.
Or Oga just being too dumb to fall for the curse.
That would be pretty great if him and Beal were both too stupid to be manipulated.
All right.
I just want to say this arc, it's a bit lighter on the laughs than usual.
I don't know. I've been thinking it's funny.
The Furuichi stuff is still bringing it, but he's about the only one. Although Oga punching everyone out in one punch is pretty funny.
Yeah, this chapter was better, but the previous ones were a bit light.
See, the problem is I don't think there's many new jokes you can do with the characters right now. Because, I mean, is there really anything to Oga beyond that he's dumb and strong?
Yeah, but that's been carrying him the entire time, and I've been laughing.
Yeah. But, I mean, the last couple of arcs, they've been trying to do that same thing. And last time Oga did something surprising was when he jumped up the school building to confront Behemoth. And beyond that, it's basically been the same Oga jokes.
52 yen punch.
Yep.
I guess. I just still don't wonder if this is just, like, in response to fan input. You know, maybe a little more serious, maybe a little more fight-heavy.
Like, the Beal anime got canceled, so I'm guessing they're probably panicking a little.
I don't know about panicking, but...
Well, like, how many anime get canceled before the end of the series?
Quite a bit, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
While the manga's still running?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Let's see. Like, Bobobo, we talked about, got canceled. I don't know. There's a lot.
But it doesn't always have a good sign for the manga.
No.
Bleach got canceled?
No. Yeah, Bleach. There you go. And Bleach is doing great, so nothing to worry about.
All right, so on to Barrage. So, basically this started with them killing, what was his name?
Dead Rock.
I forget
Doom
that.
Rock face.
Every week. But yeah, they've killed him, they've freed the soldiers, or not the soldiers, the women recruitment officers and their husbands.
Yeah. And just real quick, I like to say that I like that they actually killed Dead Rock. You know, they didn't just beat him into submission like a lot of manga. They freaking stabbed him in the head and he is dead.
Right. They couldn't trust him alive.
No. But, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. They kill him. Tiamat's still a little iffy about the decision that led to it.
It was pretty reckless.
Yeah.
Could have lost the org and gotten killed.
So, they start heading towards the biggest nearby town, I guess.
Musail.
Yeah, I thought they gave a name for it.
Yeah, I was trying to find the name and I couldn't see. Yeah. So they start doing that, and apparently it's has a big giant gate that you have to get through. And along the way of Astro's training to get stronger, Dragon Ball style, of carrying extra weight.
And I enjoyed the sword practice while they're sitting down talking.
Yeah.
Tiamat was very casual in his dodging.
So along the way, they meet Yoko.
Yep. you said it before I could make the joke. Damn it.
Well, I mean, we've been making the Gurren Lagann comparisons pretty much consistently, but...
And now we got the redhead with the guns.
Yep, this one's very on the nose. And she's riding a giant whale.
So we kind of missed why they're going to the new city. And isn't it that it's too quiet? Like, there's been no reports about anything?
Yeah.
Which is very suspicious.
Also because they have communications to the capital, and Tiamat wants to ask the king about the org.
Yeah.
And Astro wants to check on the kids.
Yeah. So this Yoko is chasing this alien that jumps into the city. Which, you know, so there's aliens in the city, apparently.
Right. And apparently she's, like, gatekeeping the city itself.
Well, she asks if they're Imperial Guards, and when they say yes, she fires on them.
Right.
It kind of leads me to believe that maybe the Imperial Guards are bad guys in the city. I think they're all crooked.
Or there's at least some sort of conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
I like her design.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, she is basically just Yoko with goggles.
They're cool goggles, though. Yeah. They're really long.
However, more of a well-toned physique, like, she actually looks like she can carry that gun a bit easier than Yoko should.
Yeah. And I just noticed now that Astro lost his goggles once he became Prince.
They're, like, around his neck.
Are they?
Yeah, they're on his shirt. He, like, pulls them up over his face.
Oh, that's what those are. For some reason, I thought those were his collar.
Yeah. I think it's both.
So, Astro love interest or Tiamat love interest?
Neither.
Neither.
I think it's going to be platonic, like, teammate.
I don't know. Shonen manga.
Astro does say she's cute, which, you know, granted.
But Tiamat is also afraid of her.
He's afraid of all women.
Yeah, but still. This is the first one that looks likely to join the group.
So will it be a love interest for both and drive them apart?
That would be weird, because there's like a 10-year age difference.
Probably more than that.
So yeah, they ask if they can get in, and she says no, and fires upon them. So I'm guessing they take her out, and she stands evenly with them?
Yeah, Astro's not going to be able to fight her at all.
Right, because he doesn't see her as an enemy.
Yeah, and, obviously.
And Tiamat probably can't either, because of his attitude towards women.
I don't know, he was able to fight those women bandits pretty easily.
Until they didn't know they were women at first, did they?
He knew one was a woman. I think he assumed on the rest of them.
But he also pointed out that he only had, like, shallow cuts. They only had shallow cuts.
Yeah.
So is a hot girl, like, the ultimate weakness for these two? Astro won't want to fight her, and Tiamat can't fight her.
I'm guessing that the whole thing that Astro cannot hurt people that he doesn't see as an enemy is going to become a bigger deal in the future. Because...
Yeah, that's the only weakness the org has right now, so it would have to.
Like, Tiamat's going to have to teach him to think of people as enemies.
Close your heart and fight them.
Yep. So just basic shonen manga trope, I'm guessing orphan of some sort.
Yeah. Going along with them on their journey, obviously.
Yep.
I mean, this has to be the third character, right?
If it's not, I would be genuinely surprised. Like, they're taking a long time to build up what is a common shonen thing. Because we thought it was going to be the maid at first, and she wasn't.
Still
third party character is always a female.
Yep. You got your Kamiya, your Simone, and then you got to get the Yoko in there.
Yep.
So are you guys surprised at how much actually happened this chapter?
Yeah.
I was just expecting like a wrap up for Dead Rock, but we got that and like
character introduction and training.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like about four chapters worth of stuff. I was really impressed.
He moves at a
really
brisk pace.
Yeah, it's a good pace. I like
it. He knows that what he's doing is conventional, so he's speeding it up so that you're not bored.
We don't need a whole chapter of women crying that they have their husbands back. We can just show one panel and everybody gets the idea.
He makes great economy.
Yes. Unlike some other manga that shall be renamed, that shall remain nameless.
What's funny is I'm not even sure which one you're referring to, because there's so many.
I couldn't decide, so I just backed out.
So any final thoughts on Barrage?
Two.
Okay.
One of the panel right after the one where it says Minister Deadrock defeated, there is an underling of Deadrock kind of in the background walking away. So there's obviously going to be some repercussions because of that.
I think there's even one panel of like Master Deadrock is, oh no, I better report this. You know, so I think Deadrock was working for some kind of bigger organization.
Yeah.
Right. And also the Featherhead alien was starting to use some kind of power, and Tiamat noticed that.
Hmm.
Are you still working on the theory that Tiamat's probably not human?
I really want that to happen, but there isn't enough evidence to indicate it.
I think they're leaving it open as an option.
I guess there's nothing to say that he has to be human.
Right.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Either way, I think either the fourth or fifth party member is probably going to be an alien. Straight up.
Can Commander Astro bring together all the industrious best assassins?
Honestly, this alien that she was chasing this chapter seems pretty cool. He's got a good design, about their age.
He looks like a DBZ character.
Yeah.
Except he has things coming off the side. DBZ characters would just have suckers on their face.
You know who he reminded me of for some reason? Was Edgy from Pokemon. Just, I don't know. The face.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have any predictions. It's obvious something's going on in the city.
Yep.
All is not right.
I like this character and would be disappointed if she's not joining the main crew.
Yeah, she has to. There's no way. I'm not even going to entertain the idea that she's not.
All right. So let's move on to Naruto.
What? What's Naruto? Oh, you mean Sasuke. Okay.
How is it you put it? Sasuke checked himself before he wrecked himself?
Yes, he's checking himself before he wrecks himself.
I like how Kabuto is just still standing there.
I hope they just leave him. And like every now and then it flashes back to him just standing there.
And just eventually wakes up like, oh, I guess the war's been over for several years. So Jugo and what was the other guy's name?
Suigetsu
literally drop in. I don't know how they knew Sasuke was there.
It would make sense if they'd like rescued Karin, because she would be able to find Sasuke.
Yeah.
But they just kind of, oh, here you are. We've been punching a lot of holes in walls.
They scream, found. Like, it made sense that Itachi knew, because Itachi is a super ninja. Like, he could find this cave really easily.
And like I said, Karin specifically has the ability to find people. So it's weird that she wasn't tagged along.
So yeah, they come in and the Hokage fight with Madara continues.
And which, again, he just kind of, I can keep myself alive for weird reasons.
He smarms at them, basically.
Yeah.
I could use Perfect Susanoo again, but I don't feel like it.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing to him that Susanoo's already come out. And he's had to call him back.
Well, you don't wear, like, the same dress to a party twice.
But he's at the same... He's still at the party.
I like
a band doesn't play the same song again. It's just taboo.
It flashes back... Or not flashes back. It goes to Naruto fighting...
Better analogy.
Tobi. And I don't even know what's going on with Naruto anymore. Is he continually getting his Kyuubi energy back?
Well, the Kyuubi supposedly had like a limitless supply of energy.
But at certain points, he was detransformed and beaten it up and bloody. And now he's like back to full health and like mocking Tobi.
That's those Senzu beans, man.
Good old Senzu. The best pot device. So Tobi decides that he's going to summon out whatever he needed the QB for in the first place.
The devil thing.
Yeah. So basically every villain is powering up right now. And they find Anko and, I guess, decide to stop talking about what happened or what they found at the Orochimaru's hideout.
And I would like to point out, again, that she is wearing a Konoha headband when she should be wearing a Shinobi headband.
Maybe she... I mean, was she wearing one before?
Yes, she was part of the first team that got sent out.
Oh. Then, huh. Maybe she would have changed it.
This is a mistake that is continually bothering me.
Why did they find Anko but not Yamato? Wasn't he there too?
No, Yamato's back at Toby's pad. This is a separate place.
Okay. So they separated them, and he took Anko but did nothing with her.
Yeah. Well, no, he used her to summon something. He tapped into her curse seal power for some reason.
So I guess they know that Madara's still around, but somehow Sasuke didn't realize that until they told him.
Yeah.
And Sasuke decides that he's going to carry on his brother's legacy by talking to Orochimaru.
Now, does Sasuke know that when they say Madara, they're not talking about Tobi?
I would assume so.
Probably.
I don't think he ever got that information, but he seems to know exactly who they're talking about.
Well, this is also a world where ninja headbands change at will.
Okay, granted.
So maybe
I think
knows.
Just because we know, we assume Sasuke knows, because otherwise then you just have to waste a panel explaining it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's supposed to be mysterious so we don't know which Madara he's running after. And then he'll stumble along the actual Madara and beat him because Sasuke.
Yeah.
At least Sasuke seems to have grown up a little bit.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Choked himself. That's what I said I wanted, like, at the end of the Kabuto fight, is for him to not be crazy anymore.
Well, they give him the scroll that they explicitly go out of their way not to describe at all.
Here's that thing. It has that thing in it.
This has this!
It's going to make us so powerful.
Wait, this is...
Are they still Hawks? I thought they changed their name to Heavy.
No, they were snakes, but then they were hawks because hawks eat snakes.
Okay. I forgot which direction it went.
They're going up the food chain, not down.
What eats a hawk?
Bears. Man.
Okay, now that I'm looking at the last panel again, I think they are deliberately trying to make it obvious that... Or deliberately trying to show that Sasuke doesn't know... Or we don't know that Sasuke knows which Madara it is. So he could be going to either one.
And so he's going to... I thought he was going to see Orochimaru. I got kind of confused at the end of this chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with him now. Who? Orochimaru.
My theory is that Orochimaru is inside Madara. Or Sasuke thinks he is.
Yeah, it was pointed out that there was a white snake that escaped the Itachi-Sasuke fight, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So... Orochimaru could theoretically be licking his wound somewhere.
And I wouldn't be surprised that Orochimaru would just be inside Madara. That seems like the kind of thing Kabuto would do.
Well, shouldn't he be inside Kabuto?
You would think so. And good on Jugo and Sogetsu for calling out Kabuto's weird snake thing.
Man, this guy looks really stupid.
At least one person should have mentioned that.
Why does it come out of his stomach? God. Hey, check out this guy's stomach. It's really gross. And his nose is really small. God.
This isn't all like the Kabuto I heard about before.
This guy reminds me of someone.
The Kabuto of legend.
That's what the scroll is. Just show where the other Kabuto is.
It's the location where Big Nose is.
It's not even that. It's just a picture of him. It's like a portrait.
What I like is how the scroll they gave Sasuke is like... half the size, maybe smaller, of the scroll they found in Orochimaru's lab.
Ninja magic.
Yeah, they scroll smalling no jutsu'd it.
Good old Naruto.
Again, headbands that change. Let's not spend too much time dwelling on stuff.
So what is, do you want to talk about with Orochimaru? Like
the truth.
But he knows the truth.
The truth.
No, the true truth.
But
the true truth.
Itachi literally just told it to him.
Okay, one more truth than what Itachi showed him.
And why would you get the truth of Orochimaru? Isn't he the guy who lies to basically everybody?
I mean, to be fair, Orochimaru is kind of implicated in every single thing that has happened in the Narutoverse. So if there's someone to ask, he's probably the right person.
What do you think?
He probably knows who Tobi is.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to find out, is the truth behind Madara and Tobi.
What do you think the over-under is on Orochimaru being the actual major villain of Naruto?
No, I bet Sasuke finds him in just such a sad state. You know, like no power, just licking his wounds in a hole somewhere.
I generally don't understand how Orochimaru is still alive. Like,
yeah, that really bothered me.
He's the most unkillable bastard.
You can't kill snakes. Everyone knows that.
If you think about it, all the major villains have been basically unkillable.
Yeah.
Like, they've not really taken out anyone besides a couple of Akatsuki people.
Yeah, and now we have Madara, who is literally unkillable.
And Tobi, who they thought they killed before. And who they thought used to be Madara.
Yeah.
Why does Madara say so ugly?
Where?
Maybe it's the translation. But like the big page with Madara, and he's just looking up with his hands on his hips, and he's saying so ugly.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's talking about his imperfect Susanoo.
Huh.
Well, he's staring at the Tsuchikage when he says that, oh, so.
Yeah.
But I think he seems really funny.
It's kind of petty. Just like, we're going to stop you. God, you're ugly.
I forget if I actually put this theory on the Jump Cast. Remember you and I were talking, Mike, and it was about whether Tsuchikage was Big Nose Kabuto?
I think we just talked about that on Steam or something.
Oh, jeez.
It fits.
White hair, big nose. Think about it. I mean, the timeline doesn't work, but who cares? We can fudge that later.
Photos can be manipulated.
Yeah, there's like old-timey photos of this guy who looks like Kabuto.
So yeah,
Kabuto's real dad.
Tsuchikage is totally going to die because he just basically pledged his life to stop Madara.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, these guys clearly aren't going to if Sasuke's going to show up and fight him.
I say there's like a 50-50 chance of either one Sasuke shows up at.
I really think it's going to be Naruto, Tobi, Sasuke, Madara. We're going to have the parallel fights at the end. Because Kishimoto loves parallels.
Does Naruto know yet that he's not Madara?
Probably.
I don't think he cares. I don't think he knows he's supposed to be Madara. I think he just calls him Mask Man.
I actually like that. It's a refreshing change of pace that Naruto has no idea and just doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, he knows this guy's evil. He's got to stop him. Done.
All right. Any final thoughts?
I'm eager for next. I like where this is going, and I'm glad Sasuke stopped. You know, being
Sasuke.
Yeah.
I bet there's still some crazy left in him.
Sure.
A little disheveled, but I mean, he calmed himself down.
I'm betting he's going to kill Madara and then immediately turn on the Hokages. And then they'll calm him down.
My village is now.
He's going to kill them and become the Hokage, the Tsuchikage, the Mizukage.
He says,
I mean, all they know.
The clan, the village.
All they remember of him, besides Tsunade, is that he was the guy who tried to kill a bunch of them at the Hokage Summit. And Raikage pile-drived him into the floor.
I guess there is a direct history between Sasuke and the Hokages. So.
But yeah, I can definitely see the parallel thing going.
Yeah, that's where it's going to go, I bet.
It'd be disappointing if he kills Madara, like, basically alone.
I don't know. That doesn't seem too far-fetched. After all that's happened, I can deal with that.
But if 5 Kages couldn't stop him?
Well, they've expended a lot of their energy killing him, like, 5 times already.
Yeah. Oh, well. On to One Piece.
Yay.
And the cover this week is Dancing with a Dinosaur Fossil in a Museum, or Brook Dancing with a Dinosaur Fossil in a Museum at late night with Usopp, the security guard, finding them.
And Brook is topless.
I enjoy how
the dinosaur is drinking.
Incredibly more specific these are getting.
I love how the dinosaurs are like drunk salarymen with ties on their heads and chopsticks in their noses.
And a disco ball above them.
Yes.
I didn't notice the tie before.
Yeah, they're totally dressed up like salarymen.
Good times. Good cover.
I wonder how much more specific these can keep getting.
I hope they get more specific. I hope this is like not even close to how far they go.
Oda obviously loves doing them.
I don't get the chopsticks in the nose thing. Like, I know it's a Japanese thing, I just don't get it.
I think it just looks dumb. I think it's the Japanese equivalent of when you put two straws in your mouth and say you're a walrus.
But that's hilarious.
Chopsticks in your nose is pretty hilarious.
Right. So the actual chapter starts with, I guess, a bit of a flashback?
It could also be going on parallel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of, like, the parents of the children who are lost on the island, on Punk Hazard.
Yeah.
Begging the military to keep looking for their kids. And then, there's the captain from G5.
Yarisugi.
Yeah.
Which is a pun on going too far.
Because he just goes too far, and like he makes decent points and then just takes it to illogical ends.
Which is a really great character trait.
Yes. Like, if you have to design a new character for, like, a minor expeditional thing, this is fantastic.
It seems, he also lets the bomb drop that Virgo is a vice admiral of G5.
Right.
So, G5's kind of been all over this arc so far. Between Smoker and the Sky and Virgo.
Well, he apparently really doesn't like Smoker. Or Smoker's crew.
Yeah, well, would you?
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Well, they're the mercenary pirate outfit, sort of. They have one job, and they haven't been able to do it for the last 10 years. Or, how long has it been? It's been 4 years on One Piece Universe, right?
Something like that, maybe. Sure.
Close, yeah.
Because it was 2 years for training.
The time skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People need to have birthdays.
They do, actually.
I'm sure Oda's outlined that.
And they're all puns.
Jeez.
So the captain has...
Oh, real quick, do you know what Luffy's birthday is?
What?
May 5th, because in Japanese it'd be 5-5, which is go-go, like go-mu-go-mu.
That's terrible.
Oh, dear.
Get it? They're all like that.
God damn you, Oda. So, the citizenry actually likes Virgo, because they feel he does things for them. Like, he wouldn't let this go.
Yeah, he's a gentleman.
Right.
Who has fries stuck to his face.
So the captain kind of dismisses all of it as like, no, they're definitely dead. We've made sure. Which, obviously wrong, because they're alive.
And on drugs.
Yep, and giants now.
They're coming down off their drugs pretty hard.
So I guess we now have confirmation that they weren't giants from the beginning.
Yeah, because all those people are normal size.
Yeah. So their children are alive, they're on Punk Hazard, and they're tripping out. They're going through terrible withdrawals, and Sanji, Nami, and Usopp are trying to keep them placated, I guess.
And doing a just awful job of it. Like, they break free, and then they just run away.
Well, Usopp keeps trying to drug them, and they've grown resistant to it, and the withdrawals are worse than the drugs.
Yeah.
Usopp wants to fight them.
Again, punching a baby.
Well, they don't run away, technically. They're backing up, and Caesar Crown appears. Oh,
yes.
Which, he got there fast.
He's made of gas.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still really fast. And he gives them their drugs again. And I guess Nami and Usopp are either going to try and fight him. Neither of them are capable of haki, so... They're basically screwed.
Pretty much.
So I guess the slime thing was kind of... pissed off that it was Zoro and them killed itself.
Yeah, I could have sworn they wiped out the whole thing.
But they didn't wipe out the actual main thing in the lake, which has now digivolved to be more of a frog.
Smiley! The axolotl.
No, it's an axolotl. Don't you know what an axolotl is?
No.
Do you remember in Animal Crossing that dude that would teach you expressions?
No.
Okay.
It's like a frog salamander.
It's... Okay, I have to send you a picture before we continue, because it is the craziest looking animal. And I am not surprised that Oda would use it.
So it's basically the major takeaway, however, is that, oh, that thing. It's a mud kit.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. There's your anime.
But it ate a the Sarasara fruit.
Yeah.
So it's one of the main things, like, it was, they established before that things that don't actually, aren't real or, you know, not alive can eat devil fruit. So I guess this is one of those things.
Wait, actually looking at it, it says that the fruit ate the salamander. Huh. Weird.
On my translation, it says it ate the fruit.
On my translation, it says that it's modeled after the fruit, and then the gelatinous poison gas ate an axolotl. So there's that.
It could be one of these three things, but they're all crazy.
Yeah. You can decide.
I mean, there was that one broom that ate some fruit.
Yeah, and that we've had guns that are dogs and swords that are elephants. Yeah. So.
All right.
So is the established thing that this thing can kind of reproduce itself forever?
I don't know. I think they mentioned it was smaller than it was before.
There has to be like a limit to mass if they want to have a chance of beating it.
Right, but the only way to get rid of it seems to be to make it explode.
Yeah, which Kinemon will take care of that.
Well, he didn't seem confident in being able to do it forever.
Yeah, so maybe it's because it was smaller last time.
Yeah, and they start running away from it. But they do specifically call out that it had gotten smaller now.
Okay, so they are doing damage.
Right. And apparently still bits of the slime are at the laboratory where Smoker and Tashigi are still kidnapped.
It looks like they formed into at least three kind of medium-sized ones.
Right. And Smoker's group is trying to get him out, but kind of ineffective. And we find out that when they get back to Virgo that Harpy Monet asked him if he's eaten a hamburger. So it's not that he has a devil fruit power to make food. He's just a sloppy eater.
Yes, and the flashback at the start, it shows him with fries all over his face, too. So I do wonder if he has some kind of magnetism power.
For food?
Yeah.
I think that's weird?
I don't know. He was making Law freak out pretty hard.
I still love, though, that it's like he has a piece of food on his face and it's an entire hamburger.
With one bite taken out of it.
Yes. I love Oda's characters.
I like that the crosses on the hamburger look like his coat.
Yeah, that's right.
What did Robin mean when she said, like, they're all tied up in prison? What did she mean? It's sort of nostalgic.
It's when Crocodile kidnapped Smoker and Luffy.
Oh, right.
They were in the same cell, and Robin was there as Miss All Sunday.
I completely forgot about that.
A while ago.
You forgot about the thing that happened 9 years ago?
I guess they're tied up with some sort of sea stone chain.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to be if Law hasn't immediately broken out.
And Tashigi mentions that there's a bad feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's what she's talking about.
Right. So they finally figure out that Virgo has been playing G5 this entire time.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what Smoker has figured out.
Yeah.
So Greg and I were partially right last week he was.
And Law reveals that he's an underling of Joker.
Right. Which Virgo is also an underling of Joker, or?
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Virgo is one of Joker's men, and then Law reveals that he was one of Joker's men at one time.
And before he struck out on his own.
Yeah.
And then the least surprising revelation ever that we guessed months and months ago.
We guessed it immediately as the name Joker was mentioned.
Yep.
It's like, oh, it's Doflamingo, obviously.
It has to be, because who else has, like, international machinations? But yeah, it's Don Flamingo.
Don Quixote Doflamingo.
Quixote.
Yeah. I like that way better. There's more X in it.
So, this doesn't explain why Law wants to kill a warlord. Or not a warlord, an emperor.
I don't think this has anything to do with that.
I assume it would have to, wouldn't it? I mean,
Law knew of Joker's involvement with C2, right? With Caesar Crown? Like, he knew that Joker was the man behind the scenes?
I assume he would have to know. There's no, like, there would be no other reason for him to work with him. Because they've yet to explain any of what Law has been doing.
Yeah, it could be two separate goals, or it could be something. I don't know. I don't think Law is a fan of Doflamingo.
No.
And I don't think it's any coincidence that he was with Caesar Crown, who was working for Doflamingo.
It's interesting that his flag is very identical to Don Flamingo's, though.
Yeah, it has like an X through Doflamingo's logo, pretty much.
And they're basically, in terms of title, they're equally ranked.
Yeah, they're both Shichibukai, yeah. Although Doflamingo would be the, like, more experienced one.
Well, yeah, because everyone else is basically dead.
Actually, yeah, him and Mihawk are, like, the only two. Well, I guess Boa.
But she doesn't really perform any duties as Shichibukai.
No. Same for Mihawk.
Yep. Which is probably why they're allowed to run around like this and Doflamingo create a criminal empire.
Yeah. So now, we were talking a while ago about parallels between Whiskey Peak and this. So would that make Doflamingo this arc's crocodile?
Or this arc's Moria, or this arc's whatever Shichibukai they're fighting.
Well,
it's a
criminal underworld thing. But yeah, I mean, if Doflamingo shows up and there's actually a confrontation, that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, there's a... Besides Blackbeard, he's kind of the only major villain left. Like, Luffy's going to fight Big Mom at some point, I guess, because they have bad blood. But Doflamingo and Blackbeard are doing actual bad things.
Well, Akainu's kind of a bad dude, but...
Well, he's leader of the Marines.
Yeah, as far as realistic people they could fight right now, Doflamingo's kind of at the top of the list.
I forget, have they mentioned Akainu to Luffy yet?
Yeah, he knows. He got real mad about it.
All right. Because I assume Luffy's going to want revenge on him.
Yeah, Jinbei told him, and Luffy's eyes bugged out and his teeth gritted. Like, he's
back
not
on
that...
Fishman Island.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, you guys really crapped on that last week.
it was really bad.
I was just yelling at my phone. No, it wasn't. God.
I say it's at least as bad as Skypiea. But you like Skypiea, so.
I did. Enel was great.
Ugh.
Although, I can't say the same for Fishman Island's villains.
Now, that's the problem I have with One Piece, is when it does arcs that don't focus on the main crew, it never works out for me. And that's basically what Fishman Island and Skypiea were.
Fishman Island was just supposed to be a demonstration of how far they've come. Like, nothing more. It may have gone on a little too long, but it wasn't that bad.
Also, I think the designs are probably the worst in the series.
Yeah, they weren't. He went a little crazy.
Like, it got too busy within individual characters. Oda, I don't think, does good at the silhouette test.
Of, you should be able to tell who someone is by a silhouette?
Yeah. Like, Naruto does pretty well about that. A lot of manga do well at it, that Oda doesn't.
Oh, BS, Naruto does good at it.
Naruto's pretty good. I mean, you can tell pretty easily who someone is based on silhouette.
Every character is about 5'7 with spiky hair.
But different kinds of spiky hair in different positions.
Oh, you could not tell Kiba and Naruto apart.
I think you could. If Kiba had the hood up, you could probably tell.
Mm.
If he had the hood up.
We're getting wildly off topic here.
But
So Doflamingo.
Yeah.
He's not going to show up. Or he'll show up when there's nothing anyone can do about it.
I mean, if this is a multi-island arc, though, I could see him showing up later.
Well, I mean, now that Smoker knows that Doflamingo is behind this, I assume it has to come to a head sooner rather than later. Because obviously Smoker's not going to die here. If he does, that would be kind of terrible.
No, he's not. I do wonder about Virgo. Is he going to be like the villain? Is he the major villain of this arc now? I mean,
I think
it keeps changing.
It's extremely strange that the citizenry talk about him as a good guy. So maybe he's double agenting here somehow?
No. He just put up a good cover to the people.
Yeah, it's all a false face that he puts on.
Hamburger face.
Yes.
he's going to be the... Either... Yeah, one of the big battle guys. along with Caesar Crown.
I do like that a few weeks ago we were complaining that there were not enough villains to round out this arc, but now we've got Caesar Clown, a giant lizard made of poison, a vice admiral for G5, and whatever Harpy Monet is.
Do you guys think that Commodore Too Much is actually a bad guy or just
jerk?
Oh, he's... Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jerk like Morgan. Or not Morgan. Who is that dude in the Baradi arc? You guys probably don't even remember him.
Nope.
Nope.
If Robin would hear, he would know.
Yeah, they have Marines every once in a while. They just show up once and are just kind of a-holes. But like I said, G5 has been getting a lot of play these last few chapters.
Well, it makes sense for Luffy to, or for the story to move in a place that allows Luffy to get some closure on Aki Inu.
Yeah.
Because I think that needs to happen at some point. Because
the G5 is basically the FBI of the Marines, right?
And if Luffy takes them down without any explanation, they're going to move on Luffy.
It's the... Were they Cipherpole 9? Which number were they?
CP9, yeah.
Yeah, CP9. They'll be, you know, that kind of thing again, where he just mysteriously takes down this Black Ops Marine organization.
Which I'm fine with, because that arc was the best arc.
Yes.
I don't think Luffy's has too much out for G5, and G5 seems a lot bigger than Cypher CP9.
Yeah, it seems to be like a legitimate wing of the Marines, not just a small group of people.
Like the New World wing. That's what I thought it was.
That's probably what it is that Luffy's moved up to the big leagues now, and now we're dealing with not just any Marines, they're G5s.
Right. I do know
that Smoker is angry at the lack of Justice Pie in G5.
Well, he seemed very surprised that Don Flamingo was the head of this group. Like, he seemed more surprised at that than that Virgo was a traitor.
I mean, let's be realistic. Doflamingo is clearly evil.
Right.
Like, how does nobody see that coming?
Well, I mean, the whole Shichibukai thing is just asking for corruption.
Let's give these wildly dangerous people with ambitions for power, like, unlimited freedom to do whatever they want. That won't go wrong.
I mean, has it worked out for anybody so far?
It's not like the world government ever has good intentions.
I guess Kuma, but they pretty much killed all of his free will to accomplish it.
Yes. And Boa would have quit if not for Luffy needing to go to Impel Down.
Well, she likes the freedom that that she gets from being a Shichibukai.
Yeah, but she was willing to turn it down before Luffy needed to get on the ship.
Yeah.
So what I find interesting is they've broken off in more or less three distinct groups, and they showed all these groups
again
here. Yeah, but Chopper wasn't in any of them.
Yeah, he's still looking for Candy.
But that they should be in that room, right?
No, they're at a different part of the facility, I think.
Ah.
I mean, I think Chopper might be the one to break him out.
I mean, he has
he's the only one.
Well, Law left him on the couch last time we saw him.
Although, I guess, can Chopper move on his own? I thought all of his bones were broken.
He was healing.
Yeah.
Well, he was looking for medicine, so I'm guessing he should be fine.
Kinemon and gang are heading for the facility, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
With the slime in tow.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just bring the slime there and he brings the whole building down.
One Piece style.
I don't think Nami and Usopp have any chance against Caesar Crown.
Yeah, they'll probably just get kidnapped too and thrown in the cell.
Or just run.
Yeah.
Because Usopp.
They're kind of cornered.
In the between a rock and a hard place, and the rock is a poison man, and the hard place is a bunch of crazy kids.
All right, so any final thoughts on One Piece this week?
I like Virgo.
I just want to kind of mention that, like, Oda probably... He somehow manages to keep everything in a sort of lighthearted sense, but also go to some really dark places.
You mean like getting kids addicted to drugs?
That, and also the human trafficking that was condoned by the world government.
Yeah. There's some messed up stuff in the One Piece world for how lighthearted everything is.
Robin and Smoker Toshiki in the same room is confusing me.
Why?
Because they look really identical.
Oh, boobs.
All busty women with black hair and sunglasses.
And long hair. Actually, yeah, they look a lot really the same. Like, some of the reaction shots, I was confused.
I was going to give you crap about it, but now that I'm looking at them, fair enough.
Yeah, I like Toshigi Smoker.
That's gross. That's a man.
I hope she stays around. Whatever, stays around a bit more.
It's just the open shirt, isn't it?
It's also the expressions.
Someone needs to give Toshigi a bra.
I don't think Virgo is as evil. I'm going to stake that claim now, that I think Virgo is a double agent.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't think a subordinate of Doflamingo is evil?
Wouldn't he be a triple agent then?
Yeah, he's double crossing. He's quad crossing.
He's playing a long con, basically.
I wouldn't mind seeing that, but he seems playing it pretty straight.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's too quickly from character introduction to evil.
Although, has he really done anything that evil yet?
He nearly killed Law. Nearly.
Yeah, who hasn't at this point?
He hit Law over the head.
Yeah, he basically had a nightstick.
But I mean, he could have killed Law and didn't.
So he's a good guy. So he hasn't done anything evil.
I'm telling you guys, there's more to Virgo than just what we've seen so far.
I could see that. That's true for most of One Piece.
Do we know what Doflamingo's power is?
Something with puppet strings.
Oh, right.
We've been over this. It's very vague, but it seems to be something like that.
Thematically appropriate for his role as puppet master.
Yes, making... shoot, I'm blanking on that guy's name. The jumping guy that he killed. Anyway, when he was making him fight to the death, his fingers were moving around like he was controlling them like marionettes.
Really interesting that his power is pretty close to Law's then.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a coincidence. I'm sure we'll see Law face off against Doflamingo at some point. They seem to have too much history to not have that happen.
I really want to see that fight.
It'll be awesome. But yeah, okay.
I like how Luffy's basically taking a backseat in his own manga.
He's just enjoying it as much as we are.
Law is Sasuke-ing him. Alright. Did we had our final thoughts on this?
We're done.
Alright.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
So this has been your Thursday, July 5th Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Yep.
That was great.
I don't know who's going to be on next week, but it's going to be somebody. So
I think Robin. He should have his headset by then.
He should. It's been like four weeks.
He won't. God, come on, be real.
We can bring him on to talk about the JoJo anime or something.
It's just going to be me and Imran having a very awkward two-person cast.
That sounds hilarious. I'm eager to do that.
I actually don't know what my schedule's like next week.
We'll figure something out. There will be a jump cast next week, even if it's just me talking.
Yes. I'm dead set on at least having one every week for a whole year. So
we're halfway through. All right. Yes. So Thursday, July 5th, Jumpcast. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
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 There's no way that this is licensed.
Of course not.
Well, obviously not. It's like Pocky Pirates or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I looked at their other games. Pocky Ninja on the iStore, which is just a straight-up picture of Naruto. And Pocky Ninja Espanol, which is a picture of Ichigo.
I was going to hope it was going to be like Naruto with like a sombrero on.
Or, hold on, like, what is it? Sombrero Sasuke? That meme?
Fernando Sasuke.
Fernando Sasuke doesn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I went to the website for Pocky Ninja Espanol, and it's Naruto, Sasuke, Ichigo, Rukia, and Sakura. If anything, Ichigo's a samurai. He's not a ninja.
Pocky Ninja Italia. Naruto is like a holy pizza.